It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. It's Thursday, the day we talk Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Also with us this week, co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics, Zoe Clark. So yesterday, the House approved a voter-initiated law that does three things. First, it allows wolf hunting in the Upper Peninsula. It gives the Natural Resource Commission the right to name game species and establish hunts. And it also makes two voter-initiated ballot proposals to stop wolf hunts moot. Ken, heading into the election, do Republicans run the risk of galvanizing voters who may not be passionate about wolf hunting, but who may feel like the legislature is sidestepping voters?
I really don't think so. I don't believe that the fact that the legislature voted on this citizen-initiated law rather than having it go to the ballot is going to strike much of a chord with people. I do think there's two sort of results, though. One is there's going to be a wolf hunt at some point, if not this fall, then the following fall. But I also think there's a potential for voter cynicism because they're going to be voting on two ballot proposals that are meaningless. And they're going to ask, well, why is that? You know, why are they meaningless? Now, do they take that out on Republican majority? I really don't think so. I just think they sort of take it out generally on lawmakers without targeting a particular party. But I could be wrong.
No, I think Ken is absolutely right that what voters are going to look at are these two ballot proposals on the November ballot and go, wait, so these are both moot, whether I vote on them or not. But I think a difference that I have with Ken is that I do think that there is a sort of story, a narrative going on with Republicans right now and how some of their lawmaking. Now, let's be really clear here, too, that everything they've done so far is absolutely constitutional. But you can look at the right to life voter-initiated law earlier this year that they voted on. You can also look at how they sort of upended the minimum wage ballot proposal and sort of did a runaround about that legislation that now it turns out wouldn't have made it on the ballot anyway because of some voter signature issues. But I do think it goes back to this narrative that Republicans will do what they want within legal terms, let's be clear, to get what they want. And, you know, the other thing is, hey, if Democrats were in the majority, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw them doing the same thing.
Fair enough. A new poll by Epic MRA shows Mark Schauer, he's the Democratic gubernatorial challenger, edging slightly ahead of Governor Rick Snyder in the polls. Is that surprising, Ken?
I'm not surprised. I think it is a significant development, though. 6 months ago, nobody would have predicted this. 6 months ago, Governor Snyder was leading by up to 10 points, had a 4-to-1 cash advantage. Now it's statistically tied, and the cash advantage is only about 2-to-1. I don't think anybody should doubt the results of the poll. It's basically a tied race at this point.
Are they responding to Mark Schauer's campaign, or are they maybe responding to something they don't think Governor Snyder is doing?
Well, what we know about elections and incumbents, Jen, is what voters do is they look at who is in office right now. If it's not an open seat, they look at who the incumbent is. And so first, what voters do is they judge the incumbent. And if they like what they're doing, then they'll vote yes. If they don't like what they're doing, then the next judgment is who's running against that person. I think it's always really important, particularly now we've been talking all summer. Let's wait till the fall. Let's wait till the fall before we're really looking at poll numbers, because that's when everyone starts looking, not just sort of the political junkies. People are going to start paying attention and we may see some movement in polls. One thing that I always, you know, as a social science major, the one thing I really look at is trends, right? Rather than what does one poll say? Let's keep an eye out and see if this is a trend. You know, one poll is not going to judge. And of course, the famous saying, the only poll that matters is the one on election day.
There you go. Well, we will have lots to talk about between now and November, I'm sure. Zoe Clark is co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. And Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Zoe, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.